I'm going to ask you to give me your name and your title and your rank and all those sort of type of things, just for the record, basically.
I'm still Squadron Leader Chris Wilson, and I'm still the Media Officer RAF Cosford.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
RAF Cosford, June the 9th, air show. Last year we had the 80th anniversary of RAF Cosford while we celebrated the RAF's 100th anniversary. RAF Cosford itself, I mean, a very important part of, if you like, the infrastructure of the RAF across the world and in the UK.
Yeah, it always has been, really. Ever since 1938, when the station came into being, it's played an integral role in the defence of our nation. Right from the get-go, it was training young apprentices to go out to the frontline squadrons to fight the enemy back in the late 30s and the 40s. And it's carried on training those engineers, those young apprentices, all the way through to the day right now.
Because there was always some sort of uncertainty about the future of engineering in the RAF, but it actually what we did in a sense was we almost confirmed without any doubt whatsoever that RAF Cosford was the home of engineering in the RAF.
Yeah, I think through various iterations over the last few years, the Ministry of Defence has looked at where it can base engineering. They'd looked at various other units, but eventually after various options were dismissed, they came back and said, no, Cosford is the home of engineering and it will remain the home of RAF engineering for the foreseeable future.
And what about the RAF Cosford environment now? How is the recruiting going for young engineers coming into the RAF, for example?
Well, you know, it's a dynamic environment. It's always going to be tough because there are lots of people who need engineers nowadays. And everybody wants the cream of the crop amongst the young people. So as the economy picks up, we are fighting with other people to get those young people to come and join us over maybe going to other organisations.
Absolutely. But I mean, I guess in many ways, I mean, the point behind all of this is the fact that the RAF is a bedrock for a career path anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, and a lot of people will join the Air Force maybe at 16, 17 or 18. They won't stay for 20-odd years. They might do 6 years, they might do 10 years. And then as they've been trained by us, they've worked with us for that period of time, they then go on to other organisations, into civilian life, and they take the skills they've learnt in the Air Force and take them wider.
What about your own career background in terms of the RAF?
Not clever enough to be a pilot, not clever enough to be an engineer. So I started out life working in HR. That led to working in recruitment for the Royal Air Force, and that has subsequently led to working in media. And I think after 28 years or so now, I finally found the job I was probably always meant to do.
You're a human resource then, are you?
We're all a human resource, I think.
Just one question, going back to the RAF Cosford Air Show. The one thing that has been very interesting is all this talk about the Red Arrows and their going to America on tour. And there's been a lot of speculation about where the Red Arrows would perform, where they wouldn't be performing or whatever. I was talking to Cliff, who obviously is operations director for the event, and I said, just tell me for interest, are the Red Arrows going to be at RAF Cosford? I gather there's been a press release put out about this, but I only found out literally yesterday by sort of seeing some message that I got through Google that in fact RAF Cosford Air Show are going to have the Red Arrows on site doing their display. But there was never any sort of information about that up until very recently.
Well, at the end of the day, all the RAF display teams announce, quite, I say late in the year, but they don't announce where they're going to be displaying till about the March time anyway. Yeah, right. So effectively, we found out the same time we would every year. It's just that, of course, they had announced, this is the Red Arrows, that they were going to do a tour later in the year of the United States. So there was a lot of people out there wondering where they might display in the United Kingdom. And we are very fortunate at RAF Cosford that we are one of the displays, one of the shows that will see their display this year.
So they're going to do the full display here anyway, are they, as they normally would do? Yeah?
Absolutely. We will see the Red Arrows this year doing a full display, as they always do.
Anything particular about the show this year which is something that maybe needs to be mentioned, just in terms of what people can find here at the show?
there's always so much to point out that's really exciting. You know, the six-hour flying display, everything on the ground. I think for me personally, the one thing I'm really looking forward to is the wide range of vintage aircraft on the ground. But actually, we've got a load of really good reenactors who are going to look at the Air Transport Auxiliary, which was the men and the women. The men who were usually either too old to fight, or they were medically precluded from flying fighter aircraft. And then the women who, of course, back in the 30s, late 30s and 40s, weren't allowed to fly frontline aircraft anyway with the Air Force. So they are going to celebrate the Air Transport Auxiliary and the people who flew those aircraft around the country, taking them to frontline squadrons from the factories. And of course, at RAF Cosford, we did have an Air Transport Auxiliary unit and an all-female ferry pilot pool. And there was only two of those in the whole country, and we had one of those. So I'm really looking forward to celebrating the contribution that they made to the defence of the country, but also in the wider scope, the contribution that women have made over the 100 years of the Air Force.
Okay, a demonstration of aircraft that sort of represent NATO. 70 years of NATO in 2019. Also, Women's Royal Auxiliary, that is celebrating 80 years, I think, and then the Women's Royal Air Force is celebrating 70 years as well. I mean, there's a lot of celebrations going on.
There's an awful lot of celebrations in relations to women in the Air Force, because, yes, there was the Women's Auxiliary Air Force, 1949, or that became the Women's Royal Air Force, and then in 1994, the Women's Royal Air Force ceased to exist, and it was all subsumed into just the Royal Air Force. So it really is looking back at a celebration of the contribution that women have made to the defence of our country through the Royal Air Force over its history.
And of course, RAF engineering is very much, again, a role that women can get involved in as well.
Well, all the roles in the Air Force are open to women, every single one of them. And we are increasingly seeing more young women choosing engineering as a career. And I think a lot of the time that is through the hard work of the people at Cosford who work with a lot of school children, people who go to college, university, to try and show them that engineering is for everybody. You know, if you enjoy science and you enjoy maths and things like that, then absolutely engineering is for everybody.
And STEM is very much, this science, technology, engineering and mathematics is very much at the forefront of the message you're trying to get out to colleges and schools around the country as well.
Yes, always. So as well as the air show, we sent personnel to the Big Bang Festival in Birmingham last month, where we showcased what engineering means to the Royal Air Force to tens of thousands of children over a one-week period. And of course, because we are the home of Royal Air Force engineering, we absolutely have a responsibility to talk about engineering to as many young people as we can.
So all in all, June the 9th, place to be, RAF Cosford. But people have to buy tickets ahead of the weekend.
Absolutely, advance tickets only, and I would reiterate that when they've got their tickets, get here as early as they can on the day, and also make sure they follow the signs. Even if they think they know the area well and the way they would normally go to Cosford Museum is a certain way, follow the signs on the day and you'll get here a lot smoother.
Because I mean, I'll say it's very easy to get caught up in the traffic if you don't get here early, and clearly once you get to that point the displays may well have started while you're still out maybe on the road outside the Cosford Air Show itself.
Yeah, I mean, we open the gates by about 8 o'clock, and the displays, the flying displays, certainly don't start usually before about 11, so it's a good 3-hour window to get onto the site and see all the wonderful stuff we've got on the ground before the flying displays actually begin.
How many years at Cosford for you now?
Ooh, I'm coming up on 5 years at Cosford as a media officer halfway through the year, but actually this will be my 10th consecutive air show because I used to come here when I worked for RAF Recruiting as well.
Fantastic stuff. It's all still very good stuff though, isn't it? It's all a great show to be at.
Love it. It's highlight of my year every year.